deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Leviticus. So get close to your radios and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Leviticus chapter 13. And in Leviticus chapter 13 is a chapter that deals with the excommunication of the leper from the camp, or the putting out of the leper from the camp. And we went through that chapter, and we saw how leprosy is a type of sin. Can somebody tell me why leprosy is a type of sin? What is something about leprosy that has the same characteristic of sin? All right, just like sin is unclean, a leper was unclean. Amen. Amen. When you get into sin, you are defiled. You are unclean. Amen. Anything else? It starts inside out. Is there anything else? It spreads, don't it? Leprosy, it may start as a lit sore on your forehead. And the next thing you know, it has spread it all over your forehead, then all over your face, all over your ears. And the next thing, it's going to spread it over your whole body. As a matter of fact, if it starts spreading on your face, what would the priest have to do? If he saw that one spot done turn, it was red, and you came back in 7 days, and now it not only done turned red, but it done turned white, but there's 100 more on your face. What would he have to do? He would have to put you on out the camp. It didn't need to go on down to your neck and stuff, because it done started. It already done started, hadn't it? As a matter of fact, because it's in the body. Amen, amen. So it's going to work itself all the way down from head to the sole of your foot. And the thing about leprosy, it was no, well, let me ask you, was there any cure for leprosy? That was no cure other than a miracle work of God. Was the only way that, in other words, God would have to have mercy on that leper. Because the word leprosy, can anybody tell me what that word meant? Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't even looking. That one fast. Yes, 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 to scrack or to a stroke. God done scrack you down with leprosy. Do y'all believe that God still works like that today, that God can scrack you down with something? See, when I was a little boy and we used to be playing and stuff and what have you, a lot of times, you know, we would tell a loud story. They said, boy, you better quit telling them lies. Don't you know God don't like no lies? God can scrack you down. Do y'all ever hear folks talk like that today? I don't think we talk enough like that today, because folks are talking just any kind of way. Amen. Now, you know, my mom and them, they put so much of the fear of God in me. Even when I thought about a bad word, because they say God can, you know, he reach your mind and stuff. You know, I would be looking around or getting ready to duck. Amen. Because almost every day somebody would say, boy, God going to scrack you down. God going to scrack you down. And if you hear that enough times, you start believing it. Hello. And then when something bad happened to you, What's the first thing you start thinking about? Oh, man, it done started. It done started. Oh, man. If somebody, you know, done stole your bicycle or something, you start thinking about, oh, man, God bringing judgment down. I wonder what else finna happen. If somebody could just be playing a practical joke, done move the bicycle, you know, to behind the house and stuff. But let's get into our lesson tonight. Because our lesson tonight is a continuation from last week. We're looking at the cleansing of the leper in Leviticus chapter 14. Now, if God did have mercy on that leper, and that leper was cleansed of its disease, then what would happen? The priest would have to go outside the camp. The priest goes out to meet the leper. Look here at chapter 14, beginning with the first three verses. It says, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper. In the day of his cleansing, he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall," here it is, "do what?" Well, what should the priest do? "Go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper." So somebody come and tell the priest that, "Priest, this leper down in the leper camp look like God done healed him, because there's no more sores. I mean, he don't have a sign of leper." So what they would do, they would bring him out of the leper camp. Then the priest would come out and meet him outside of the camp. Now, so we got two outside of the camp. The leper done came outside of his camp, and the priest done came outside of the congregation. Why the priest didn't go all the way into the leper camp? Huh? What is something else about leprosy? It's contagious. It's contagious. Leprosy is I don't know if we talked about that last week, but leprosy is a contagious. And it's just like sin. When a person got a sin problem, guess what? If I'm an alcoholic, guess what? Huh? You can have some. Take a drink. Huh? And then what are you going to do? Huh? Take a drink. Huh? Whatever sin problem, see, birds of the same feather. Oh, you know. See, you know. You know. The Bible says over in the book of Proverbs, you know a man by the friends that he have or the company that he keeps. That's why you want to always watch who your children are hanging out with. Your children tells you what they doing just by who they hanging out with. And just like we adults, we tell folks what we doing. We telling our business. Hello, somebody. If y'all see Pastor Wilbur hanging out down at Harry Hines, huh? I'm telling all my business. Hello, somebody, at 1 and 2 in the morning. Oh, why is he going down that 1 and 2 in the morning? Amen. And then staggering out of there at 3. Huh? Now, what's going on? You see me out there at that time of night. And then I'm wondering, what you doing out looking at me that time of night? I couldn't resist. But do you see how we tell on each other? See, sometimes I used to even get whoopings for telling. You know why? Because mama knew you was involved too. You done got, none of y'all was supposed to been down there in that man plum trees. Now what you doing telling about the end of plum trees? Huh? See, they must wasn't giving you the amount of plums that you thought you deserved. So now you done got mad, now you gonna break it all up and go tell. So all y'all bring it here, cause, well, let me leave that alone. But the priest, let's get back to our lesson. The priest, he didn't go all the way into the leper camp, but he came outside the camp. He inspected the leper. Once he saw that there was no more sores and he didn't have that disease, then he went to the next step. The priest then would offer sacrifices unto the Lord. Now, look at this ritual. Look at this offering here, verse 4. Then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed. What he's going to take? Two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in a what? In an earthen vessel or in a jar of clay, a clay jar, over running water. As for the one, the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop shall dip them and the living bird in blood of the bird that was killed over running water. Stay with me. I'm going to explain all of this. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times and shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. All right. Now, what we are dealing with here, we're dealing with a lot of typology. As a matter of fact, the priest, in the first instance, when he goes outside the camp and offer the sacrifice, that's a picture of Jesus. When Jesus Christ died for our sins, where was Jesus crucified? Was he crucified inside the city limits, or was he crucified outside the city limits? He was crucified outside, in other words, of the camp. Amen. Now, the two birds here. One bird was in an earthen vessel, a vessel of clay. And that bird was killed. And the blood of that bird was used in the cleansing of the leper. Also, that blood was used for the other bird to fly back into the heavens. Stay with me. This is all a picture of Jesus Christ. Jesus, he left heaven just like a bird and came down here to earth. And what did he get in? An earthen vessel, a jar of clay. Are you with me? What you made out of? You made out of some clay. You made out of some dirt. You're just a spirit in a dirt house. Jesus left heaven, flew down here to earth, got in a jar of clay, a dirt house. The house was smashed. He was smashed. He spilled his blood. Is that right? But he was raised from the dead, and he flew away with his blood to take back to the Father for your sin and my sin. Do you see why come God don't want you to mess up his Bible, don't add nothing to it or take it away? Because everything has symbolic meaning. It's a picture. The other week in Sunday school, and if you're not coming to Sunday school, you just don't know what you're missing. The other week, Moses didn't make it into the promised land. Why come Moses didn't make it to the promised land, Bible scholars? He disobeyed God. What did he do? God told him to speak to the rock. He hit it twice. In other words, now, when it hit twice, he had hit it one time in the past, and he got water out. And then this time, at the end of his ministry, they was thirsty again, and they needed some more water. That same rock was right there, so God told Moses, this time, I just want you to speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. Just speak to the rock. But Moses tried to do, he didn't grow in his faith. He went on and done what he'd done the last time that they had taken their journey around. What I done, I'm going to go what I know work. Boom. He got some results. The water came out. But he was kept out of the promised land because of his disobedience. But why was God so angry? It's because that rock represented Jesus Christ. And when Jesus died on the cross, they jugged him in his side. They pierced him in his side. And out came blood and water. How many times did the guy jug him? Was it one time or two? One time. And that was God's picture. God was showing in this picture over here that the rock was just smitten one time. And he said, Moses, you done messed up my picture. So you can't go in. See, that you can't add nothing to it or take it away, because whatever God is doing, it's all about the glory of God. Whatever you do, that's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or just whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. But in order to bring glory to God, you got to go by the word of God. Because if you don't go by the word, because it's bigger than just you. Most of us are just into self. Not you. You didn't want to say amen, because I understand that. Amen. But the folks that you know are in the self. Hello, somebody. Folks are into self, and they think it's all about them. I know he told me to do it this way, child, but I ain't doing it that way. You're going to mess up the picture. God's got a picture. Everything God tells us to do, it's always a picture in mind. God wants folks to see Jesus in you. They will never see Jesus in you unless you go by the word of God. Because God is going straight by the book. And if you don't go by the book, see, we try to figure everything out. I don't know why he's telling me to do it. I don't understand it. I'm going to just have to do it like this. No, child, don't do it like that. You got to step out in faith and say, now, I don't know why he's telling me to do it, but he told me to do it, so I'm going to just go and do it. And you'll understand it better, as the songwriter said, by and by. See, everything ain't meant to be understand stood right now. You think about it. When your mama and daddy told you certain things when you was a child, why come I can't play out there in the streets? Everybody else playing kickball out there in the streets. See, you don't understand right now. Amen. You don't understand. Just because you out of school doing those business hours. It don't mean that they done shut down all the truck lines and stuff in the business hour. Amen. So you think you're going to be out there playing dodgeball, you're going to have to play dodge truck. And mama know that. Now, once you get old, now you can't understand why them children out there in the street. Now, why? See, the only thing done happened between you and the child, you just done grew up. That's the only difference. Tell the truth, somebody. Amen, 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 amen. All right, so the priest, he offered the sacrifices. All right, to the Lord. That was the second thing. Then the leper washed and he waited. Look at verse number 8 and 9. The leper, once he was cleansed, he went and washed and he waited. Verse 8 says, and he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water that he may be cleansed. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. You're going to go home, but don't go in that tent yet. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows. Even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be cleansed. Now, why is that? Why has he got to wash and he got to wait? Why is that he got to wash and he got to wait? He's got to go on and get himself cleansed. He go back home. He don't get in the tent yet. He's going to cut away all the hair, wash, and wait. Why is that? One of the reasons is the people need some time to accept him. Yeah. And then he needs some time to just make sure that he is really cleansed. He needs to know without a shadow of doubt. He don't need to be guessing, what's this sore? What's this sore? It's a sore. He don't need to be guessing. He done shaved them sickles. See, you can hide. You can have leprosy right here in your top of your head, but your hair done hid it. Amen. A person coming up with another hairstyle, flipping their hair this way, flipping their hair over that way to hide those two or three sores that they got in their head. Amen. But this way, when you done cut off all your hair, amen, tell the truth, somebody, you can have, as a matter of fact, a spot in your head. You can have a big red spot right there. But you can cover it up if you got some hair. Hello, somebody.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.